This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British lawmakers have been asked to approve a 1,200-page Brexit trade agreement in one day to beat a New Year's Eve deadline. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Top European Union officials signed the document not long before UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged UK legislators to back the deal.
In the heart of this bill is one of the biggest free trade agreements in the world. As we've discussed in this chamber many times, Mr. Speaker, a comprehensive Canada-style deal worth over £660 billion.
Some lawmakers griped about being given only 5 hours in Parliament to scrutinise a deal that will mean profound changes for Britain's economy and society. But it is highly likely to get the backing from the House of Commons, where Johnson's Conservative Party has a large majority. Former Prime Minister Theresa May said it's not the deal she had hoped for.
We have a deal in trade, which benefits the EU, but not a deal in services, which would have benefited the UK.
Karen Chamas, London.
Wednesday, Britain became the first country in the world to approve AstraZeneca and Oxford University's low-cost COVID vaccine, raising hopes it will tackle surging cases and ease pressure on creaking health services. The Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products and Registry Agency said a rollout was set for January 4th. Two variants of the coronavirus, first found in Britain and South Africa, and more transmissible than the original, are spreading around the world. The World Health Organization says there's not enough information to determine whether the variants could undermine vaccines being rolled out across the globe. Approximately 25 countries report variant cases, including Denmark, Switzerland, India, Japan, Norway, Australia, Germany, Israel, United Arab Emirates, and the United States. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 upon taking office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in his first 100 days. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of December. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Tuesday $600 stimulus checks could arrive by direct deposit as early as today. The government will begin mailing out paper checks to Americans Wednesday for people without government-registered bank accounts. At least 10 people were killed Wednesday as explosions rocked Yemen's Aden Airport moments after a new unity government flew in what officials charged was a cowardly attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Dozens more people were wounded, a medical source told AFP, although all government ministers were reported to be unharmed. Israel's foreign minister said Wednesday he's leaving the Blue and White Party in the latest high-profile defection from the bloc led by Defense Minister Benny Gantz. Gantz's centrist Blue and White ran neck and neck with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud in three inconclusive elections between April 2019 and March 2020. But the party is fractured since Gantz agreed to form a coalition government with Netanyahu in April. New elections, the fourth in just under 2 years, have been set for March. Ugandan police Wednesday denied arresting presidential aspirant Bobi Wine as he tried to campaign ahead of next month's tense election, saying instead the singer turned MP had been restrained and returned home. Wine's campaign team said the opposition leader and his entire support crew had been arrested while drumming up support for his bid to unseat veteran President Yoweri Museveni January 14th. Also Wednesday, a Ugandan court granted bail to the country's highest-profile human rights lawyer, whose detention ahead of the election was widely seen as politically motivated. The United States Wednesday imposed Venezuelan-related sanctions on two people, according to the U.S. Treasury Department's website, keeping up pressure on socialist President Nicolas Maduro, even as U.S. President Donald Trump's term nears an end. More than 20 people were unaccounted for, 10 injured, and some 500 evacuated Wednesday after a nighttime landslide in a small Norwegian town north of Oslo, police and local media said. And fresh tremors shook Croatia Wednesday as the Adriatic country was still picking up after a deadly earthquake that killed 7 people and reduced buildings to rubble the day before. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.